Back in 2013, a fullback out of Maryland named Steve Manders joined the walk-ons in the Iowa football recruiting class, a class that now a decade later features finance professionals, farmers, NFL athletes, podcasters, medical device salesmen, criminals, and because of Steve, a professional wrestler who might be all of the above. Please sit back and enjoy this episode with the one called Manders. Let's have a day. Let's go. Hopefully in a minute you hear the voice of the one called Manders. Our guest is running a little late tonight, but for now, just because we want to get this show on the road, it's going to be the Gary and Kluve show. Welcome in. Gary, how are we doing tonight?
I'm doing good. I'm happy to be here. I'm excited to talk to the one called Manders. I've heard a lot about him. So are we speaking with Steve or the one called Manders? Do we know yet?
I don't know if we ever know.
Or are they one in the same? Or is the one called Manders more of a... persona, because there's a difference between talking with Dwayne Johnson and The Rock.
You're absolutely right. So I don't know is the answer to that. I feel like, and we've had him on before, I feel like Steve is pretty much just Steve when he comes on here. Look at this guy. Here he is.
Yo,
Steve Manders. What's up, buddy?
Oh, just... I was watching Duck Dynasty, and then you texted me, and I go, oh, shit, it's fucking 6:30.
I was watching Duck Dynasty.
Yeah, me and my girlfriend, Sawyer Rex, so we've been watching it. So,
dude, that is the least surprising thing that I've heard.
I know.
Maybe ever. I know. Have you hunted ducks before?
No, I have not.
Have you hunted anything before?
I've hunted pheasants. Like back in the day, but it's been a while.
Did you ever go hunting in college with like Boone or anybody?
Oh yeah, Boone, Ike, Bo.
Okay,
good old days, dude.
How you doing, brother?
Dude, I'm good. I made dinner, made chicken, some rice, some mixed veggies, and here we are.
Are you like in an RV right now? Is that how you travel across the country?
I live in an RV now.
Dude, let's go.
I know. It's pretty sick.
Because you basically have to be, because you're all over the place.
I mean, I don't have to be, but I chose to be because it's cheap as fuck.
It's easier.
There's things you gotta like learn as you go, but like, it's pretty great.
This guy over to our right is our producer. He's a student at Iowa right now. This is Grant.
Yeah, nice to meet you.
Should he address you as Steve or the one called Manders?
Wait, what did you say?
I introduced you to our producer over here on the side, Grant.
Oh, no.
This is the internet that I would expect from Steve.
No.
Do it.
Happen.
They have Starlink in the RV.
Here he is.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah. I lost you guys. I just turned off the Wi-Fi. My bad.
Yeah, you're good. I was trying.
I don't know what you said. What did you say?
I tried to introduce you to our guy over here, Grant, who's our producer. He's a student at Iowa, right?
Oh, Grant. Yeah, nice to meet you. Dude? How are you? I was wondering who that was.
Nice to meet you, man.
We were trying to figure out if we should address.
This is a hell of an introduction for me right here.
Hey, I mean, I've heard a lot of good things. So,
the one called Manders has been requested amongst fans and listeners.
It's been a while. It's been a long time.
I think we've had you on like around like 300 or 400 episodes ago.
Yeah, a lot of things happened.
What things? What things? Good things or bad things?
You know, it's life. But yeah, life.
You're still wrestling. Dude.
Yes, wrestling like a fucking maniac.
How many? Do you have any idea how many shows you've done?
It's got to be almost 1,000, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like going all the way back to like your first few shows, like Walcott.
It's got to be like 1,000. Yeah.
That's amazing.
It's fucking wild.
Like, how much do you learn over that time? Like, so much, right?
A lot, dude. It's just like anything, right? Like, I like to feel like I wouldn't say I'm a master, baby, right? You'd say what? Like, pretty close, though.
Like 10,000 hours to become a master?
It's just the same concept. It says I've definitely hit 10 easily.
What? So, tell me, like, did you go to WrestleMania?
Dude, I didn't.
You didn't go?
I woke up at like 6 p.m. That's how tired I was. I slept all day. I didn't get done till like, we had our last show at like midnight. And it was like, God, like till like 4 a.m. I was done. I was in this match for like an hour. It was like 68 minutes I was in it.
You had a 68 minute match the night before WrestleMania?
Literally the night of WrestleMania, after it ended, we did another one at midnight. It's called like the clusterfuck. So it's like, yeah. So it's like the Royal Rumble, but like it absolutely makes no sense. But it's basically like a Royal Rumble. But instead of like being thrown out, it's like you can either get pinned or submitted, or you could just leave if you want, or you could like they make the joke like to death, but like. Obviously, no one dies. So, yeah, I was in that for like 68 minutes, and the match was like what, 3 hours long? Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it was. A lot of it was just me sitting there. I had like 7 beers from fans, but like
during the match.
During the match, dude, 100%. Yes, we can find a picture of it for sure.
Oh my
God. Yeah, it's kind of stupid. It's kind of stupid.
Can you explain? So, do a lot of these? Obviously, WrestleMania is like the tippity top.
Oh yeah, for sure.
But like the sort of promotions and matches that you're wrestling in, are there just a bunch of those going on adjacent to WrestleMania, like in the same city that Mania's in?
Yeah,
around that.
Especially in like Philly and Jersey, there's like a fuck ton of wrestling. Okay. But like GCW is like probably like the third biggest company in the world. So like, yeah. So like AEW had their thing on Saturday. It was for Ring of Honor or Supercard, which I was there. Almost got booked for, but I'm kind of glad I didn't because the match I was supposed to be in was fucking terrible. So I was glad I wasn't in it. And then, so I was just sitting backstage with everybody. And then after that, I went to. No, it was Sunday, wasn't it? Never mind. You see, they all run together, dude. It was a lot.
Your life is nuts.
Dude, it's nuts. Yeah. Very, very, very.
But. Yeah. So WrestleMania week is sort of like this whole lead up. There's all this stuff going on.
Yeah. So normally it starts at like normally like shows start Thursday, but a lot of the shows this week started like Monday. But like a lot of them like they're kind of like fucking shitty. So like you don't like I mean unless you're getting paid for it, that's cool. But like I didn't show up till like Wednesday. I actually pulled the RV up. We drove from like I live in Tennessee now, so it's like 9 hours, which I haven't drove that long in a long, long time, and. I parked it Wednesday. We like hung out with some people, and then like from like Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, I wrestled. But I also did like WrestleCon, which is like it's basically like the non WWE like old guys too, and like some of like your indie guys, and like we were all there just selling shirts and shit. So I did that a lot. So yeah, it was a lot. So Sunday when George hit me up, well, George tried to hit me up Saturday, and I was like, dude, I got to wrestle. Like, he was, like, mad at me about it, and I was like, I don't know what you're going to tell you.
Because Mania is a two-day event now.
Paid a lot, yeah. And then, like, he was like, okay, I get it. So Sunday, I was like, yeah, Sunday. And then I didn't wake up till like,
until the event started, basically.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, and I was like, oh, fuck.
Oops.
Sorry, yeah.
And George was front row.
Yeah, George was front row.
Because he always is.
Yeah, what was it? Him, Bruce, and Top Gun was his name. I forget Top Gun's real name, but that's basically that's what they call him. He's like a. You remember him if you remember, like.
Was it Juice Check?
No, it wasn't Juice Check. No. It's like a, he was like an Iowa buddy. He don't play football.
Oh,
he used to work at like Dick's Sporting Goods. from what I remember. And then he lived in Denver, and I don't know. He's like a buddy of George.
Okay. I don't know. I might know if I saw him.
Yeah.
So you're wrestling all week. All these events are going on for people that are in town for Mania, and you're then in this 3-hour match for 68 minutes. Because this is an entertainment thing, right? Like you guys have a show to put on.
Yeah.
How do you get like, what does the script look like for that?
Oh, it was chaotic. It's like, they like try to like, so Brett's the promoter for GCW. He like, tried to tells the script, and there's like, there's gotta be over 100 people on this. Right. And I'm like,
so how do you even keep track? Like you,
it's like, I know my spots. So like I entered like 12.
Okay.
And I knew I was getting out around like 42. And like I was like, okay, I'm just waiting till 42. And in my mind, I'm like, why the fuck am I in this for so long, right? But then like I just made the most of it. A lot of it was like on the fly. So like a lot of it, like I'm sitting there listening to all these jabronis, and then like I'm listening to these fans, and then like I'm getting beers as it happens, and then like certain music's being played. So I'm like playing with the music, making fun of them, and then like. One of the guys' gimmicks is, like, he wears a suit and tie, and, like, I grabbed his tie, and I started throwing it at the fans, and the fans kept throwing it back, and we, like, made a whole entertainment thing out of it. Like, it's crazy. But, like, a lot of it, there was, like, so many people, and, like, so many people got hurt, like, doing, like, stupid shit, and I'm just sitting here just, like, we're just ruining the concept of this gimmick, like, what the concept of this is for. So, like, a lot of it, like, a lot of people were just sitting.
And you were drunk. You had 7 beers.
I wasn't drunk at all, surprisingly. seven beers in an hour is not that bad.
Is this a regular thing? Like, what's your like beers per match average?
No, not a regular thing at all.
He's basically stone cold. They're just throwing him. He's over the top.
Yeah, it's not right. It's not regular. Mania is okay. Buck Wild. No, this is not every. This is not every. I do not wrestle for 68 minutes.
It's a long time.
That's a long fucking time, bro. Like normally matches are like 10 to 15 minutes probably.
Yeah.
Which what is does... crazy. Think of that concept is like you get paid, let's say I get paid now like either $300 to like $500. And then it's like, okay, let's say if you like flew or drove and like you think of all these things and like you're doing all this for 10, 15 minutes.
It's not much you get paid for. Yeah, I mean, it's pretty good.
It's pretty good, but then some of it's like kind of like, when we first started, like Walcott, Iowa, where it's like, what the fuck? You get $5, Steve? Like, are you sure you wanted to do
five? No, you didn't get $5.
$5, bro.
No.
Five?
Yes. What started, yeah.
When you were doing your first matches out of the Black for and sure. Brave Black and Brave Wrestling School.
$5.
Steve Manders is new. He's got 2 matches under his belt, and you would show up and wrestle for $5.
$5. Swear. For a long time, for like a good year, for sure. I didn't start making money till like really making money till like about a year or two ago. And even then, you start.
That's such a grind, brother.
Oh, I know. I'm aware.
How have you stayed the course?
I don't know. I guess I love it really much. I guess.
I know you love it.
But if you think about it, what's the difference between that and being a GA at Iowa where you're making 30 grand if that and you put in 70 hours easily?
Yeah, no, I get it. We just had Justin Lima.
Yeah. So like having Lima telling you, you know what I mean? Like Lima wasn't getting paid Coach Doyle, right? In no way.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's
fucking nuts, dude.
It's similar. It's similar. And I know that I certainly don't question your passion for it. It's always been a thing since freshman year.
Yeah. You have to be insane for sure. You have to.
Yeah. You are. You're nuts.
Yeah.
So, and you started this.
There you go, Grant. Buy the ticket. Take the ride. Here we go, bro.
Because, Steve, for a reminder, because you came on and you told your story a little bit before, but obviously there's 3 or 4 more extra years to the story here. You made it to 2016, January 2016 with us?
Yep.
Right after the Rose Bowl, basically.
Outback Bowl.
Okay, so you made it through the Outback Bowl.
So it was you, me, and Kluve.
I am Kluve.
George. We went to Raw with my dad.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. After getting our ass beat by Florida.
Correct.
Yeah.
And Bruce and Claire were also there.
Yeah, but they weren't sitting with us.
Correct.
Yeah.
The four of us sat together. It was awesome. Goldberg was there.
Goldberg was there. That's right. Oh, my God.
At the end.
Goldberg was there.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
In fact, I think he might have got speared by Roman in that match. I'd have to go back.
He did a promo.
Yeah.
And he was wearing all the affliction shit, which made him look like a douchebag, but whatever.
But it was still Goldberg. It was
sick. It's still Goldberg. That's when Goldberg is cool until you get in the business and you realize he sucks. Don't meet your heroes, Kluve.
Well, don't tell me that. That was your – so you finished out the 2016 season.
Yep.
We went to the Outback Bowl, and then we all had one more year left.
Yep.
But Steve Manders said, it's time to be a worldwide sensation.
2 weeks later, I trained for wrestling. Yeah,
you were in wrestling school with Seth Rollins.
Yep,
in Davenport, Iowa.
Yep,
and so from 2017, basically through the heat of the pandemic.
Yep,
four or five years.
It's seven now. Yeah, it's seven.
But up through that point,
yeah.
You were taking shows from anywhere from $5 to $100 a night.
Yep.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, every weekend.
Yep.
More Wednesdays. Yep.
I miss how many weddings did I miss? So many. To all the boys, and I would be. I mean, it's my regret, right? But I think about this thing a lot, where it's like, damn, I miss Bo's wedding, Josie's wedding, Sean's wedding. Isn't Brant's married now? Yeah.
Brant's having a baby.
Yeah, fucking everybody's married now. And I missed all of it.
Because in this.
The fake fight men underwear.
Correct. Well, we'll get to that. You look good.
Yeah.
All to get to the point now where you are like. Because back then you had to. I remember at one point you were working in a gym. You were.
Yeah. Worked at Top Shape.
Because you had to make money elsewhere because and now you're to the point where it's sustainable.
Yeah, I don't have to. I haven't worked in a year. I haven't worked in a year.
Is that? And that's awesome.
It is, but I liked working because it made me sane. So now I'm sometimes I'm losing my mind a little bit.
You're just a crazy son of a bitch now, just 100% of the time.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Did you have any concept of how long it would take you to get to a place where you could sustain and not have to work another job and the wrestling money would actually, you'd be able to pay the bills? I mean, right now it's just pretty much gas and living in the sick.
And all that gets paid for too.
They pay for that.
Yeah, I started figuring out this year I finally started my own LLC.
And that's a big move.
Yeah. So I started thinking all that kind of shit. I thought hopefully by 30 I have I could be fine. And I was pretty good at 29, 28, so I kind of was in the realm, so.
You had that foresight. I mean, you know.
I got signed by then too, but that's not a, but once you start doing it, I loved it so much that it doesn't matter if it is that or not. That makes sense.
If it's able to sustain you, I think that more than anything is.
Yeah. Not many people can say that.
No, because it took
not wrestling at all.
It took 5 or 6 years. I mean, that is the ultimate And I know it's that way with everything because I've read like I read Jericho's book. I read a couple other books of like how like even the best in the world have to absolutely grind in. I mean, Seth was
doing prime example.
He was doing, you know, high school gymnasiums in front of 12 people when he started. And like all these other big time dudes were too.
Yeah.
It's just crazy to me. And it's crazy that even at 22 years old, you're like, yeah, if I can get there in 8 years, like I'll sign up for that.
Yeah.
You're nuts, bro.
I know.
But you like,
keeps me from going insane.
Not that you're, dude, I'm telling you, and I've been telling people for a long time that we're going to see the one called Manders on big time television at some point.
It's coming.
Dude. I know it's coming. I believe.
So, AEW or Ring of Honor, whatever you want to call them, they've been messaging me for the past year. And I've been like, cool, yeah, I'll do extra work. I'll do whatever. But I'm not being some Joe Blow because I'm not a Joe Blow. And a lot of them are like, okay, that's fair. And a lot of it, like, because like, they already have a cowboy guy like on TV. His name's like Heyman Page. And for a long time they were like, well, you can't be your gimmick, and I was like, well, I ain't doing it. And then
and then
recently they've been like, yeah, okay, that's fine, that works. And then, like, I was gonna be on Ring of Honor on Saturday, which is Supercard, which is crazy because like it made me reflect of like I remember the first Mania I went to in Louisiana from New Orleans. Me and George were there, and we literally bought tickets to Ring of Honor to watch it.
Yeah,
and then it was like I would have been. So I had a show that day at 3 for Wrestling Revolver, which they run in Iowa and Dayton and a bunch of places, right? And, like, I told them, hey, I'm going to be late because it says call time's at 2. Like, my show doesn't start till 3. Like, I'm match 2. Like, I'll probably get there around 4. And they were like, oh, that's totally fine. Don't worry about it. I was like, okay, cool. So I got there at, like, 4:30, and I guess they already booked the 6-man. And then they were like, basically telling me, like, damn, you would have been in this if you would have came a little earlier. But then, like, I watched it, and I was like, I'm glad I wasn't in it because it was really bad. So I was like, I'm okay. But, like, I'll be here. That's cool. I'll, you know, so that's all everybody. So that's cool. But they gave me, like, 2 other dates. One's next Wednesday for Dynamite, which is on TBS or TNT, one of the two. I don't remember. And then, so we'll see.
Who knows? This is for AEW.
This is for AEW.
Dude.
We'll see.
That's kind of big.
It's kind of big. Kind of big.
I'm
so nonchalant about it, and I hate it, but that's just the way I am.
You feel like we're underplaying it. It seems pretty big to me. Like it's
a big deal. It's a big deal. When I was there, though, it like blew my mind because like all the guys that are there really like they some of them were in WWE, but a lot of them like were on the indies, and I wrestled them before. And like so, like when I was there, it just like reminded me of like I was like, this is the same thing as what I do every weekend all the time. Like, there's no fucking difference. It's just 3 letters that are different, and the house is a little bigger. There's no, but like it's also like this isn't like what we witnessed for every Saturday for 4 or 5 years, where it was 80,000 people. So it's not that. So
yeah, like, I was just gonna say that. It's like, you know, you're playing football in Maryland and you're running back in front of I forgot where you went to high school, but and then all of a sudden you're in Kinnick and it's a little different.
Yeah,
but it's still the same game, right?
Yeah, still the same game. Ain't no.
But that walk, there. That walk down the tunnel,
is a swarm of sick, man.
It gets you juice, and I gotta imagine. Getting your name called, you know, the walk out of the tunnel, at an AEW, match would be, it would get the heart going.
Like I was in Germany, like a month ago.
I was gonna ask you about this because I saw on your Twitter. I went and I was like, "What's he been doing recently?" And I saw some match where it was like it was bigger. There was a lot of people there, and they were
the largest
chanting your name.
It's the largest tournament in Europe. It's like the biggest tournament in Europe. And I was there, and like I remember I did a qualifier in September for it when I was there, and I wrestled an ex-WWE guy like for it, and he's like their dude. Seems like Axel Tischer, but like I literally almost had a breakdown where I was like, before I walked out, like his entrance went out and I go, oh fuck, I don't think I'm ready for this. Like, I've never had that since like when I first started, and then literally my music hit and I heard the people and I go, nah, we're fine. And I walked out and the match was sick. But yeah, no, it's kind of wild. Dude,
that's so sick.
Kind of wild.
So I was just going to ask, so you are you're at the point where you're going to Germany.
I go back there in September, and then we're doing like England, Ireland, France, I think Italy maybe. So we're,
I was going to say, how many have you gone elsewhere, other countries?
Just Mexico and Canada. That's it.
Okay.
It's a Manders World Tour.
Yeah.
Do you get pretty sick. Does the one called Manders get a like a cowboy luchador mask when he goes down to
No. It'd be cool though.
It would be so sick.
It would be cool. There was this guy we were like teaming with. His name's Microman. He's got to be how tall do you think he is? He's like legalized like a midget, right? Like he's like small. But yeah, you can't call it
down in Mexico.
Yeah, his name's Microman. He's like maybe 4 feet tall.
He was your tag partner.
He was like one of my tag partners. Yeah, it was. It's sick. It's sick, yeah. Look him up, Microman, dude. It's fun. It's fucking hilarious.
Grant, can you pull up a Microman on the side there? Yeah. That is.
Type in Microman Lucha Libre. See if it comes out.
So, what does your. You were in Marshalltown a couple weeks ago.
I was. There was a fucking fan that ran in the ring and got in a fight. I don't know if you saw that. It got like.
What?
It got like 1.5 like million views or some shit like that. Maybe
Excuse
more.
Excuse me?
Yeah, so like after the main, like some fan like tried to jump in the ring and like try to like fight
one. I'm gonna have to find that.
And the dude like literally put him in a sleeper and he was like trying to tap and it's like, that's not how this works, bro. Like I was sitting there like selling merch and I'm watching this, I'm like, what the fuck? Yep, that's Microman.
That's your guy?
That's my career, dude. Yeah.
You're telling me right now that you have tag teamed with this man right here.
Yes.
I think
there's a picture on my Instagram somewhere of there's a t-shirt made of us where it's like SGC, which is like the group I'm in. It's like me, Mance, Justice, and then there's Microman at the bottom. There's a t-shirt somewhere. I think it's at MLW.com or something. Yeah. Yeah. You meet some weird fucking people in this world, dude.
You have got to have some of the nuttiest stories.
Oh, dude, for sure.
Like, how many of these guys you show up and there's just dudes ripping drugs in the back or like doing some crazy shit?
A lot, dude.
All of them?
Not all of them, but there's a lot. There's a lot, dude. There's a lot.
Dude, it's so. Have you found yourself?
I don't think it's as bad as it was back in the day. Like, in the
probably 80s,
not 90s, but it's. I mean, everyone's smoking weed at least, you know, like, I'm not really, but like, you know,
Found yourself in a, you know, you book a show and you drive somewhere and you're like, okay, this seems like good. You know, I'm going to get decent money and you show up and you're like, oh, I'm a little bit scared of where I'm at and what.
Maybe not scared, but like, what the fuck did I agree to?
Like, sure. tell, do you have one that pops off the mind? Like a show somewhere that's like, I did not sign up for this.
Well, like maybe when I first started, there was this place called IWA Mid-South. And like we've always talked about it, I think. But like there's this place that like I literally met everyone and whoever and whenever ran through there. Like like all the guys you see on TV, like AJ Styles and Rollins and Ambrose or Moxley now, like all those guys like ran through there at least once and they all did it like at least 10 times probably. But so when I was starting wrestling, it was still around. And I remember like driving 6 hours to basically Louisville and it was on the Indiana side. And there was a Love's connected to a McDonald's and across the street, it was the Memphis Trading Post is what they called it. It's a flea market. So literally it was a flea market. On the other side of the building, there was all these hot cars, like all like the old school like hot rods. And then the back corner there was a ring. And it was like broken glass everywhere, like just a bunch of bullshit everywhere. And I'm just like, what the fuck did I get myself into? But then, like, I'm so numb to it now that, like, I see that shit all the time. So it's like, doesn't matter. But that's like the stories of, like, I'm making nothing for this on a Thursday in front of 12 people. Wow.
Dude, that's so absurd. Right?
Yeah.
Now, if you would have told me in college, yeah, Steve is going to drive to the middle of nowhere, USA, and he's going to jump off the top rope and, like, you know, just, you know, pound people for, you know, 15 minutes in front of 13 fans for $75. I would have said, yeah, that sounds about right. I think that sounds about right.
Yeah.
And I think all of us would have, because that's just who you were all the time.
I couldn't do that now, though. I don't know if I'd want to.
I don't know if it's worth the time. If
there's 12 people at shows now, I'd be like, we're not doing shit today.
Well,
doing anything.
It doesn't matter how good you are.
No.
In the beginning.
Nope.
Because in the wrestling industry, you have to build rapport, and you kind of have to do hundreds of shows to earn your way up.
Yeah. That's like one of the avenues that the majority of people do.
Yeah. And so, like, you had to start in front of 12 people.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say is, like, the average size of an audience now for, like, a weekend show?
Like 500 at least.
Jesus Christ. That's so, like,
dramatic.
Three or four times what was in Walcott?
Yeah. Yeah. They don't even run a Walcott anymore, dude. They run in Bluegrass.
Walcott was sick.
Walcott was sick, dude.
So
they got, like, new owners, and then the lady, like, didn't want wrestling anymore.
That's sad.
But Bluegrass is, like, 10 times better. I was just there. I was at SCW, like 2 months ago.
Maybe. Really?
I go back in, like, a couple weeks.
How often are you back in Iowa? Every couple months?
At least once every other month.
Okay.
Yeah.
There we go. So anybody listening, we can start posting the one called Manders dates around the Iowa area.
Yeah.
What does the schedule look like? Are you doing every Thursday, Friday, Saturday? Is that what it is? Are those the three big nights, or is it?
Lately it's been like Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Okay.
I come back Monday. So like this week, I got no show Friday, but like Saturday and Sunday, I'm in Bloomington, Indiana on Saturday. It's like this company I used to run before the pandemic, and they started running again, but like they pay. So, and then Sunday is a big one. It's this place called Deadlock Pro. It's in Raleigh, North Carolina, like Durham, North Carolina. So they're like, I don't even know how to describe it. They're like, I never worked there before. I always wanted to. They're probably like,
this is the first time you've been there.
It's the first time I've been there, which is also rare to say, because like I've wrestled basically everywhere for like
is this it right here?
That is it. That is Deadlock Pro. So like they're run by like multiple people, and they're all like
dude, why do I know Calvin Tankman?
Because Tankman was on those shows like with me a lot in Indiana.
Yeah.
So the dude I'm wrestling is, see the tag team, it's like Speedball and something. To the left is the dude I'm wrestling on Sunday.
This guy?
And I've wrestled Jake like a bunch. And like Jake's fucking massive.
What steroids is he on?
Probably D-ball and
Is he Speedball or something?
Something. I think I wrestled Speedball too. Speedball's like, he's like from Montreal. He's an interesting character. He's like a black belt in Taekwondo. What? Yeah, he's sick. Yeah, Speedball's sick. So Speedball's been all over the world. Like he's legit. I think my match is on TNA with him. Me and him wrestled in TNA, which was sick. But it was for Revolver. But like they put it on their like YouTube or subscriber, which is like kind of cool. But like Speedball's like one of the best workers in the world. Like literally, we had a sick one. It was cool. Yeah, he's really great.
So. Are you to the point where you turn down certain, like you're getting sought after,
sure,
and you have to, and now you're at the point where you're like, okay, I have the ability to like take the ones that pay me the most now.
Yep.
And what does that look like if you mind sharing? Like, what's the most you've ever made? Like, what's
dude, what's Germany, biggest... Germany, I made $1,500 on merch. Just merch.
On merch?
Just merch.
They're psychos.
For 3 days. Yep.
Dude, what'd you make for the show?
I think I wrestled four times. I made about $1,000. Yeah.
It's like that's 9 6 decent years trip from. To Germany.
Yeah, dude. It was sick. And like when I went and like came back and the next week I was in Iowa for Revolver, which is like a pretty big promotion too. They're like gotta be two or three. Like Deadlock's probably two and then like they're probably three. And like I made decent money, but like I got like kind of banged up in one of the matches because I did a dumb spot. But like that's whatever. That's beside the point. But it's like I went there and then like come back here and I'm like, fuck, dude, this is bullshit. Like I should just stay there.
Are you doing any weekends or like once a month consistently? Like what am I trying to say?
Is there like a certain promotion like I always run with? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. GCW is probably the one. Okay. It's like GCW, MLW, and Revolver is probably the three I always do the most. Yeah. I mean, there's others too, but those are like the three big three ones. Like MLW actually has TV. They used to be on Reels, which is like a channel where like cops would come on. But then like Peacock bought it. So then like Peacock works for WWE. And then like they were basically saying like we can't have MLW with Peacock with WWE. So like there was like a huge lawsuit that that MLW won. So they got like a couple million out of it. So like, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Steve-O, we got to talk about something, buddy.
Yeah. Is that a light? Those are light tubes. So that match was Rina Yamashita. So that's the Japanese girl that's getting hit with the light tube, and then the other girl that's Masha Slamovich. She just wrestled Shayna Baszler, Bloodsport, at Mania Weekend.
Steve, so. this lady's bleeding out.
Oh, 100%. So that was at Corrigan Hall, which is like Madison Square Garden for like Japanese stadiums, and they're doing like a independent movie that they're running in New York about it.
Seems like some of the stuff you're doing is a little dangerous.
Oh, for sure. But like, I don't really. I mean, I've done light tubes, but like, I don't partake in it really.
Steve, that's you're lying. I see videos of you all the time.
You see me do it. You see me do it, but like, I don't like regularly do it.
Steve.
And I don't really want to. And then after my accident I had in Iowa, I don't want to do it now.
What did you do in Iowa?
I flew out of a scaffold. So it was like when you set up a scaffold, it's got like three
stacks. Yeah.
So it was like three stacks high. On some platforms, I took a Spanish fly, which is basically like me doing a flip onto a couple panes and a couple doors. I was told it was not that. And once I was up there, I was like, well, fuck, I can't go back because it's like a live performance. I can't just say no. So I like flipped and landed. When I landed through the glass, part of my like right here got cut. So I was like freaking out and getting pissed off. And good thing I didn't hit an artery because I would have went to the hospital, which I have health insurance, but still, besides the point. After that, I was like, I'm not.
How many wrestlers don't have health insurance?
A lot.
Too many.
Too many. I think it's crazy, but it's whatever. Yeah.
There's a lot of pictures and you're bleeding.
Mm-hmm.
All over your face.
Mm-hmm.
Does there have to be so much blood
that you can't see? Yeah. A lot of it gets like clotted, right? So like if you like have the crimson mask and you start like bleeding a lot and like it'll start clotting. So like you'll start like you'll like wipe your face and you get like the goop that like stretches out to here. But like I've done it. Of course I've like, but like that's not, it's not as common as you think. It's funny how social media works because like you pick the ones that are crazy, right? So it makes it look like you're nuts.
I understand that. I do understand that. I just think that I see it a lot It just feels
Yeah, you do.
When I see my friend from college bleeding down his face, I guess, like what are we doing here? Like, what is this?
Yeah, that was the match I was talking about. Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
So I went through. Obviously, there was probably a lot of drinking involved before I did it, and I knew I was bleeding, so, like, a lot of it, we take, like, aspirin, which, like, thins the blood, so.
On purpose.
So, a lot of it's that, yeah. That's the flip. If you want to look, click on that. Yeah, there you go.
Oh, my God.
Yep. There was probably like 1,000 people there.
Holy cow.
Jesus Christ.
I know, dude. Stop questioning me.
Dude, that's insane.
Yeah, I know.
That's the craziest thing you've ever done.
Yeah, probably.
What do you have to consider? Like, Steve, come on.
Yeah, but like, I clearly did that. I drank a lot of that match to, like, eat out. Yeah. When you put it out of context, it sounds really fucking brutal, but it's not.
Yeah, no, it's pretty much. Everybody, take a stroll down One Called Manders Instagram page. It's a nice little story. Is this your dog?
No, so me and my girlfriend, we went to a llama farm, which was like near. Alpaca. Sorry, I said llama, alpaca.
Correction, alpaca.
Llamas are way more mean than alpacas. But we went to an alpaca farm just to like hang out with the fam and pet some alpacas. It was sick. And they had like 7 dogs running around. And Pumpkin Butt is what the dog's name was. They didn't like naming the dogs by their names, like by like human names. So they like, one was called like Lugnut.
Jesus.
What was the 3-legged dog's name? Was it Lugnut, baby?
I think you are a 3-legged dog, Steve.
I am a 3-legged dog. It was cute though. Like, it was funny. Like, I parked and literally I walked out and there was like 7 dogs right next to me. I'm just like, okay. Cause yeah.
Jesus Christ. If you could shape and do exactly what you wanted to do every weekend, like if you could form your own schedule, or like, I guess what I'm asking is like, what's the dream here? Like, is the dream, as someone who's actually in the industry, put in the work, grinded the hours, gone to the gymnasiums in front of 13 people, is the dream to actually be on WWE, or is it to be?
Yeah, I would lie to you if I said no. Of course.
Or AEW, or is it? I know at one point you were like huge, like you. The goal was to like go to Japan.
Yeah, I think that's like the most like realistic big one I think can be done, and it's not farly done. Like when I go back in Germany in September, it's called the World Tag League. And NOAH, which is a Japanese company that's like probably number 2 right now. Like New Japan's one and NOAH's number 2. And like, I could tell you the lore and run down like what's so great about NOAH, but like a lot of, I think that's the one. It'd be sick to wrestle there. And I think wrestling for New Japan would be sick. That's my goal.
And they're like super bought in Japan to wrestling.
Yeah, it's, I mean, you know, Japan always has like the weird, like weird sport, like, or, like aroma about it. I don't know why. Sure. Like you got sumo wrestling, you got pro wrestling, you got slap fights like you see in Russia. You see that in Japan, like the joke of like watching,
why am I on that?
Like the joke of like when you watched Forrest Gump, where like how he went over to Japan to like do ping pong tournaments, like those are all like a thing. Yeah. So like that's like, so the guy in the far right, that's Kojima. The guy in the middle, that's
dude, this guy's 60 years old.
Yeah, he's like, his name's like Blue Justice. God.
Dude, they are in a massive arena.
Yeah, that's the Tokyo Dome. So the guy Kojima in the far right, I wrestled with him a couple weeks ago in MLW. He's the MLW champion. So me and him, it was me, him, my partner Justice, and another Japanese guy. We did like a War Games match where it was like two rings, one big cage, and we wrestled these other four. Two of them actually been to New Japan. They wrestled New Japan. They were champions in New Japan. So like the thing cool about MLW is like they partnered with CMLL, which is a company in Mexico, and then New Japan is the other one that they partnered with. So like having those guys being around those, like the fact that I did a War Games match with Satoshi Kojima, who's like the only he's like one of like the three Japanese wrestlers that have ever had a championship in like All Japan, Noah, and New Japan. So like that was kind of sick. And like Kojima's old, but he's like 52, but like it's still.
Do you have how close are you to booking something like that?
Like me actually booking it or me being in it?
Whatever, like how?
Because those are two different things.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
Like if I wanted to be a promoter and ran a show, like I'm sure I could do it, but it'd be very hard.
But no, like, not no, like being in it. Do you have the connections to like?
Yeah, I have the connections. I don't think it's hard. I think it's coming.
In Japan.
Yeah, I don't think it's. I think it's pretty doable. Like a lot
what's,
of.
What's stopping you from doing it? Just trying to build here in the United States more.
I think a lot of it's like politics, and a lot of it's like just buying your time, waiting for that moment.
Yeah.
I don't want to be those guys that like has to bug people in order to be booked in it or fly sure. myself out to fucking do it. Like, I don't want to do that. That's not
right.
That's not the dream, right? The dream is to spend someone else's money and see the world on someone else's dime.
Absolutely.
So I think a lot of it's that. Like in 2 weeks, like I wrestle in New Mexico for GCW. We're wrestling in the venue that Breaking Bad used to like produce in.
What?
Yeah.
Oh.
I think if you go on the GCW page, it was like the third thing on there in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And I've never been to New Mexico at all. It's like one of the few states I've been to like 46, 47 states. And not to wrestle, but like I've wrestled in 40 states. But like that'll be another one. That's cool.
You've wrestled in 40 of the 50 states?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is it on?
I love this. This is awesome.
Oh, that's it right there.
Yeah, that's it right there.
Breaking GCW, Sunday, April 21st, The Dirty yep. Bourbon, Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Yep. So that week I'll be at Dynamite on Wednesday, which is in Indiana, like Indianapolis. And then I'm going to go home and then I'm going to fly to Chicago. I wrestle in Chicago for 2 days. Or the other one's like LaSalle, but like whatever. And then I'll fly there and wrestle and then go home. And I'll go back in Iowa.
Your schedule's nuts. How far are you booked out? How far do you book it out?
Dude, till like October.
Really?
I mean, there's a lot of like holes. And like, sure. Like, there's like 1 week where it's like, hey, I haven't got this yet, but I'm sure I'll get it eventually. A lot of it's like GCW runs so much, and Brett, the promoter, is so disorganized that like you just kind of wait on it.
Do you ever take a weekend off?
Yeah, I took a weekend. Well. Here, how nuts I am. So I took a week off after I got cut up here.
Yeah, that'd probably be smart.
But of course, I'm not that silly. And I, but like I was still gonna get paid to not wrestle, and I still went to the shows, but I just was there.
Wow, what a guy!
So the next week I had a show in like near Atlanta, and then I had another show in like Chattanooga. So like I just went to just like to help out the kids and like just help out, but I still got paid and still sold merch, and I was like, it's kind of nice. I don't have to bump, and I made a couple hundred bucks. Like, sick.
Yeah, that's sick.
Yeah. So, but it's been a while, dude. Like,
I know
there's a lot of wrestlers that take weeks off, and like they're I'm sure like the more I get into it, the more I get picky. But like, I just like being on the road so much that.
I know you love it. I know it's your thing. I'll finish with this kind of. What's who's this Matt Cardona guy? And he has 2 million followers, dude.
Yeah, so Matt Cardona used to be in WWE. His name was Zack Ryder. He was in WWE for like 10 years. So he used to like he's a tag team champion in WWE. He was Intercontinental champion in WWE. I think he was US champion in WWE. He recently got released like a couple years ago, and he's just been
from jail or from WWE.
No, from WWE he got released, and yeah, so that was spring break that we were at. In Philly, which spring break's like probably the biggest show for independent wrestling for Mania Week. I've wrestled him. I wrestled him at MLW. You can find it on YouTube, actually. Me and him had a match, but like, it's funny. Like a lot of the guys that come out of WWE, a lot of them don't last, right? Because it's like, you're not getting the same consistent income, right? Like the consistency of like being booked in WWE, right? Because that's the head place you want to be at, right? So like,
right.
A lot of those guys, they don't really last on the indies because the indies is kind of a grind, really, right? Like
not kinda, it's absolutely a grind.
Yeah, and like, I'm trying to explain this before we get like into it. So like. Like when you do shows in WWE, right? Like you do like loops. So like let's say you do SmackDown, and then like that Saturday Sunday you'll do like a live event like somewhere near where you went did TV, or on sure. The indies it's what I fly three different times. Like that's an irregular schedule. Like right. If you really think about it. So like it's more of a grind that way. So a lot of those guys don't really last because they're not getting sure. The money that they got and so forth. But like so when he came around, it's funny because he figured out like, okay, these are the guys that are regularly doing these places. So it's like guys like me, guys like Mance, guys like Justice, other guys like Pike Speedball and a couple others that are like, hey, these are the dudes that like do these loops. So if I can get in here and do all these loops, and like people are obviously gonna book him because he was in WWE for 10 years, right? And he like knows what he's talking about, he knows what he's doing. So like it's funny, like when we started like being around the same loops with him, it's like it was kind of funny that like all these WWE guys, you know, like because there's kind of like animosity in some way, but like we got to meet him and like talk to him and stuff, and I wrestled him, so like he's pretty sick. So like,
yeah, but you guys are beefing though.
Yeah, kind of. So like
we've got a beef going on, and I feel like you guys are building up to something.
Yeah, kind of. So like he took a liking to me a lot, and he was I'm breaking the fourth wall a little bit.
I understand what you're doing.
Going behind the curtain where like he was like, "Hey, you know, like let's talk some shit, like go for it." You know, yeah. Like it's all okay if you want to like say whatever, and dude, that's yeah, like the most professional
cutting,
thing you can do.
Because
like,
social promos, dudes, dude.
Yeah, a lot of these dudes will like or girls will message you, and they'll be like, they don't message you at all, and they just like shit on you, and it's like, it doesn't work like that. Like, so we're like working in a way. So like, he's been around GCW a lot lately. I think he was GCW champion for a time. So like, he's figured out a way where third party underground wrestling to make money significantly. Yes, he's had money for WWE for 10 years, but like, yeah, Matt Cardona is cool, man. So,
dude, yeah, it's pretty sick.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. We're like, yeah, there you go. Me and him. Yep, at MLW. Yep. I wrestled him in the six man too. We wrestled in Phoenix, Arizona. We did a six man tag at GCW. It was like me and a couple people versus him and Steph DeLander and Jimmy Lloyd and all that stuff. So it's just cool. And a lot of people don't get it, right? Like this guy's been all over the world, literally, like from WWE. So like he's seen the who's who and knows the who and knows what and everything, and like to have him come back to you and be like, "Damn, dude, you're really good. Like, keep it up. Like, all that kind of shit is kind of cool. You know, like makes
yeah,
you think.
That's sick.
You know, like so, like you know what you're doing. So it's just like it's just a matter of you just keep doing it.
I see it. I'm observing from the outside. I like what I see.
Yeah.
I'm
and these rankings don't like mean shit, right? Like they do these things like called PWI 500 every year.
Yeah, I've seen you in that too.
And slowly have gone up, and now I'm in the top 150. So it's like you're doing something right in a way. So like
we're climbing, Yeah,
you're just trying. So,
dude, I love it. We won't take up all your time, but
take it all, dude. Take it all. I didn't know 40 minutes in.
No, you're good. I got off the
rip. Like, hey, you were fucking late, dude. Like,
no, dude, no, it's all good. But I just want to make sure Grant gets a question in here or two.
Yeah.
Grant.
All right. Yeah. So what do you think is the biggest difference when you go overseas between like American crowds and the European crowds, like even the Japanese crowds?
In America, we're spoiled rotten. They see so much wrestling everywhere, right? Like. Mm-hmm. It's not like Indiana and North Carolina are the only shows this weekend that have wrestling. There's wrestling everywhere, all over America. So, like, I feel like the crowds are very spoiled. Where, like, you go to Europe, right? You go to Germany, like, yeah, there's promotions in Germany, but there's nothing like WXW. So, it's like, when they do those weekends, it's like a big-ass weekend. It's kind of like the collective Mania week. So, like, you're an international wrestler. So, like.
So, those crowds are teed up.
Yeah, so they don't see you a lot. So like when they do, they're like, "Oh shit, like it's a big deal."
Okay, that's sick.
So like it's kind of cool. So I would say that's the difference. Is like it's not like they don't see wrestling over there, but like it's just not regularly all the time.
They're not as saturated with it.
Yeah, so like I think America's oversaturated in a way. But like when you go to Japan, right? Like
you could say that for a lot of things.
You say that for a lot of things. Yeah. So like. I definitely think America's spoiled. And that's not a bad thing. It's not a good thing either, but it's just what it is.
And then last question is, do you think has Kirk Ferentz seen your highlights? Like, does he know?
I don't know. Like, I know Doyle has. What
the one called Manders is up to. Doyle's seen him?
I don't know. I always wonder that sometimes.
Like, I was asking them the other day, it's like, I know Kirk's at like the weddings and stuff. Is like, you ever just, you're at dinner and you slide over a phone. It's like, hey, this is what Steve Manders is doing.
You know, the only person that might have done that is Bobby Kluver. It's the only guy.
Hey, I don't see Kirk enough. But if I do, hey, the next time I see the head man, I'm pulling out that clip of you going into that glass table.
No, don't. Just show him like a highlight video or something. Don't.
That is, Steve, that is a highlight.
I hate you for that. Don't do that.
Dude,
yeah, I don't know if he does, but like I know like Ben Hansen and like Doyle and like they all regularly message me like,
I love it.
Like, how's it going? You doing good? Like,
it's amazing.
Showed him some shit, and they're like, "God damn, dude! Like, you're wild. That's awesome."
that's great. Exactly right. we're going to have to just have you back on because there's a lot of stories and there's a lot of – who knows where we'll catch you next.
There's too many, dude.
We appreciate you coming on and giving us your time.
Dude, fucking same. I wish I would have known we were really on. I didn't know.
Dude, no.
I knew we were on.
But I'm glad you didn't, because then you're giving me exactly what Steve Manders is, and that's what people want.
God damn. Yeah. No, we're doing all right. We're kind of living the dream in a way.
I think you are.
My dream.
I think you are.
No, if like you wanna follow RV life's kind of sick. Like,
yeah,
I never. So like, after I started doing like personal training stuff, when I lived in Jersey for a while, I was doing like a lot of stuff that I would do with like my stepdad when I was younger. So like, I did a lot of carpentry and framework and like a lot of like I did a lot of farming and hay. Like I did a lot of like groundwork stuff. So like. It's awesome. It's been awesome. But I live in here now with the RV and like it's kind of a handyman in a way. So like you just like figure shit out. And then like I started my own LLC this year because like I'm making so much money off wrestling. So it's like I gotta, you know, I don't want
to get back to you. Got to get back to the government.
Yeah, I don't want the taxpayers to be like, wait, what the fuck? I just
IRS. The next match is the IRS versus the one called Manders.
So like, I just bought a new truck, like 2024.
Hell yeah,
2500 Silverado. It was like $60,000.
Jesus.
Yeah, I bought a fucking sick truck, dude.
Dude, I'm gonna have to. We look sort of like each other now that I went bald. So I'm just.
Gonna I be know, dude. I'm so happy.
I'm gonna be your stand-in. I'll be your stuntman.
You're more jacked than me, but it's fair.
that yeah, well, yeah. One Called Manders on Instagram, on Twitter, follow him. He's gonna be he's gonna be on TV weekly at some point. I promise you this.
Please buy my shit on Big Cartel. It's on the links of those Instagram and Twitter.
Yeah.
Here,
let me show this quick.
Oh, please click on it, dude.
Look at this. Share screen. Home of the One Cold Manders.
Yeah, dude.
Sick picture.
All the shit, dude. Beanies, hats, t-shirts, some Bloody One stickers, all that good shit. I need to put my new one up. That reminds me. Thanks for letting me know.
No problem. I'm here for it. One Called Manders, Steve Manders in the building. Thank you for joining the show. Hope everybody enjoyed this podcast.
Yes.
Steve is one of the most interesting former teammates and friends that we have, and I'm glad he could be on. So we'll talk to you guys next time. Hey, thanks for listening to the show. If you want more, you can check us out on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube by searching Washed Up Walk-Ons. And if you're interested in supporting the show, head over to patreon.com/washedupwalkons where you can find bonus podcasts, merchandise, and other cool perks. Best part, half of your subscription benefits the kids at UI Children's Hospital. We'll see you next time. Hawks by a million.